stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym for Vision, Intention, Belief, and Expectation. And I like to talk on this show about subjects that fit under that umbrella. So, how is your vibe? I always like to check in on your vibe. How are you feeling? If you're feeling bad, you need to switch it up. You need to focus on what you want and not what you don't want. That will get you straight back into alignment. So imagine you've got an imaginary button on your chest. Press it. Reset yourself by focusing on what you do want. So this show, what is it about? Well, today I want to make a distinction between what is a high quality woman versus what is a high value woman. Because I find that sometimes when I'm reading articles, they tend to get the two mixed up together. Okay, so what is a high value woman? I'm going to give you a definition for that in a moment. And how do you recognize the signs of a high quality woman? So if you've been pondering on these questions at any point, this show is for you. So I will be sharing with you the 12 most important traits that, in my opinion, characterize a high quality woman. Okay, so I'll try and give you 12, but let's see how we go within the time frame. So here's my definition. Right, so a low value woman is when it costs a man very little to get you and your cookie. He invests little in you in terms of time and money. So therefore, you are easy to walk away from. You are of no value. You see the logic? A high value woman is when it costs a man a lot to get your cookie and you in terms of time and money. He invests a lot. So therefore, because he has invested in you, it is very difficult for him to walk away from you. You are of high value. Now, I say time and money, but time, as we know, is the most highest commodity. And if you notice, I said your cookie and you, because often that's what's at the forefront of a man's mind. Not all, but hey, men are visual creatures. And their need to sow their seed is not a secret. So depending often where a man is at in his time of life, he may be consciously looking for a woman to settle down. So is looking for a quality woman that will partner with him and, you know, take him into the future. Okay, so let's look at some of these signs of a high quality woman, because a high value woman is as I defined, but what is it that makes him notice you in the first place? It's your quality. It's the qualities that you possess. So the first quality I would say is femininity. A high value woman doesn't necessarily need to be attractive. It's a big advantage, but it's not a necessary prerequisite. In terms of a quality, high quality woman, she needs to be feminine. She needs to know how to present herself. In these days of effeminate men, and you know, females and women looking for their independence, women's labor, all of that, men and women are becoming more and more similar, but yet it's in their difference, it's in the polarizing effect of their difference that they become attracted. So you've heard me speak about the law of sexual polarity. I'm not going to go into it too much on this show. That was my previous show. But in that show, I explained that the more masculine energy a woman has, the more effeminate man she will attract. Yes? And so if a woman is looking for a masculine man, then she needs to lean into her femininity. Yes, we all have masculine and feminine energy within us. So a woman has to be conscious about her femininity. When you think about the old black and white movies, they were my inspiration. I remember I used to have a book and I used to list all of the stars that I loved. You know, Ginger Rogers, Marilyn Monroe, Marlene Dietrich, Deanna Durbin. You know, the list continues because those women knew how to be feminine. And really, I would say that those movies those days were catered for the masculine man, because in those days, men were very much providers. There was a strong distinction between masculine and feminine and the roles that they served. And so if you watch those kind of movies, you will, actually, I would advise you to do that. You will see exactly how to be feminine, what femininity is about. And men find that extremely mesmerizing. They find that of great value in a woman. It is a great quality to have. Why? Because it's not that common. And anything that is rare has a higher value placed on it. Yes? Look at carbon versus diamonds. Okay, even though it's made of the same material, a diamond, because it's rarer, is of more value than carbon. So really, what am I saying? Femininity is a must for a high quality woman. And it's great news for women who are willing to work on themselves. The fact that more and more women are losing touch with their femininity presents a great opportunity for high quality women, because they will stand out. They will stand out, head above shoulders. They don't need to wear stilettos, and they will reap more and more rewards. Again, have a look at those Marilyn Monroe movies. That is a classic example of high femininity. So what other quality does the high quality woman possess that attracts a man in the first place? Well, she takes care of her looks. She takes care of how she shows up in public. She takes care of herself. She takes care of her grooming. Now, there is certainly a strong relation between how much you care about yourself and how much you care about others. Okay. If you care about yourself, to me, it gives an indication that you care, that you have an ability to care about others because you appreciate yourself. It's a good type of selfishness to have. And women who care about themselves are more likely to care about their career, their family, their goals, and eventually their children. So from a dating perspective, a woman who cares about herself sends a powerful message to any man, the message that she will be a great return on investment. So you see where I spoke earlier about what a high value woman is to a man. You see, she will be perceived as high value, a great return on investment because of the way that she takes care of herself. So there's definitely a correlation between the two. Yeah, the more you care about yourself, the more valuable you appear. And the more people will value you and care about you. So when we look at these external signs, important indicators of that self-care are your hygiene. What's your personal hygiene like? What's your posture? What's your voice like? How do you present yourself? Do you dress well? Do you coordinate well? What's your makeup like? Are your nails on point? Is your hair on point? Does your hair look conditioned? Do you have a sauna and steam? Do you pamper yourself? Do you look after yourself? You see, all of these things are all indicators of self-care. I used to say before that, you know, like I go to the gym Monday, Wednesday and Friday, but now I just refer to it as G&G, gym and groom. So I'll go to the gym, I'll have my workout, but then afterward I will groom myself. Yes? I'll pamper myself, I'll have my sauna, I'll have my steam, I'll wash my hair, I'll get it conditioned, I'll put the cap on and I'll sit there, I'll exfoliate my skin, I'll put on the mask. You see, it's gym and groom. So a lot of your ladies, as they say in the States, need to take care of yourselves, okay? That's very good advice. And what it is about these women as well, these high quality women, is that they own it. They don't hide it. They, and I'm not saying in a pompous way, but when you look at this woman, you know that this woman has invested time in taking care of herself. And what she's actually saying is, listen, don't step to me if you know that you can't even invest in me to even the level at which I invest in myself. So it has a polarizing effect, you see. So own it. A high quality woman owns it. And I say that because it is crazy how many women spend so much effort pretending that they don't care about themselves. There's absolutely no virtue in being careless about yourself, pretending that you put on the first, this old dress that you saw in the wardrobe. It's, you know, why are you trying to hide yourself, to blend into the shades of mediocrity so that others around you can feel comfortable around you? No, you stand up with your head and shoulders high. Own it. You see, high value women own themselves, okay? They take pride in caring about themselves. And they know that their appearances and the perception, how they're perceived, shapes their reality. And they don't make it a mystery about how they take care of themselves. Yes? Even when they apply their lipstick, that lipstick is on point. Taking care of yourself is what will keep you a high quality woman no matter your age. Now, I want to add a little caveat here, okay? A word of caution. Caring about your appearance must not come at the expense of substance. The high quality woman is well mannered. She knows how to speak, she knows how to converse. She has great high-level social skills. She's well-read and she is knowledgeable. And as I've touched on already, she takes care of her health, okay? So similar to what I've said prior, she's conscious of the food that she eats. No fast food. Avoids lots of sweet or fattening sources on her food. In fact, I was reading a program the other day, I'm based in London, you can probably tell, and a lot of the diet is turning to a vegan diet. And this gives you so much energy, So I'm starting to progress in that area. I do love my meat. When I say meat, chicken and fish, not really so much into red meats, but it's very good for you to be conscious of the type of food that you're consuming. You know what they say, you are what you eat. Also, when it comes to your drinks, be mindful of the types of drinks. Avoid your fizzy drinks, your colas, your sodas, etc. It's not good for you. Yes, a good practice is to get up in the morning and drink lots of lime water. Exercise, need I say more? Okay, so these are all signs of a high quality woman, in as much as she takes care of her health and she keeps her body running like a finely tuned machine. Also, a high quality woman cares about people. And so in demonstrating that they care about people, especially in a social atmosphere, they show people that they're happy to see them. It might be a slight touch on their arm. It might be a warm smile. It might be, an exchange of a short conversation, a comforting word, or, just simply well done. Just it's about being warm. And also, in turn, she cares about her partner. Okay, she's very encouraging towards him. She supports him in his goals and what he wants to achieve. And of course, being a quality woman, she wants the same for herself, because she's treating him how she wants herself to be treated. Okay, it's a win-win relationship where both of them are benefiting from the relationship. Okay, so high quality women do not get stuck in toxic relationships. Why? Because they're very clear about how they want to feel in a relationship. And so if they come across this type, if by some coincidence they seem to attract this, they're quick to nip it in the bud. They take heed of red flags. They take action on it and they're gone. Yes? So that's what high quality women are about. Now, just saying this for the men out there, if you've got a woman who couldn't care less about your dreams and your goals and your ambitions, then it's an indication that she's very self-centered, and vice versa. Okay, it works both sides. Either way, she is not a woman that is worth you investing in. That is a red flag. Yes? Okay? So don't invest in that type of woman, because I wouldn't deem that as a high quality woman. I wouldn't deem that as that particular trait as being good relationship material if a person is just totally self-centered. Now, here's a big one. A high quality woman knows how to manage her emotions. She is emotionally stable. She doesn't blurt everything out of her mouth. She doesn't wear her feelings on her sleeve. Okay, women, because of our estrogen, we can tend to have more wilder mood swings when you compare us to men. However, a high value woman who is secure in herself, who knows her own worth, isn't into especially public drama. She is positive and she's very uplifting to be around. Okay, emotionally stable doesn't mean that she doesn't cry or that she doesn't express her feelings. In fact, that is a quality of a high value woman. It doesn't mean that she doesn't get angry. It's how she expresses her anger. It doesn't mean she can't have bouts of slight depression. You see, more often than not, she doesn't allow her circumstances to dictate her mood. And a great way to do that, I was recently speaking to a friend, is to practice meditation, because it helps you to become emotionally centered. It's a great technique for women, emotionally centered. Okay, when you go within, remember, I always say that you create from within without. Yes? You go inside and you create what you want, and then it manifests on the outside. You don't allow your outside circumstances to dictate your mood. You control your mood, therefore what you manifest, because what you're attracting is always drawing in from the vibration that you're sending out. Yes, you attract who you are. So a high quality woman attracts who she is, and that is why she will then attract in a high quality man, because he is responding to her high quality, and therefore she becomes a woman of value in his eyes, because he has to work towards her. So just putting that out there, okay? A high quality woman has the capacity. In fact, it's essential to show her vulnerabilities, but it's the way in which it's done. Yeah, it's not about throwing pots and pans all over the place. That's a trait for low quality woman. Right, another quality trait I would say is she has a good command of her language. So I'm English. When you hear somebody that's well spoken, whether it's French or English, it has a high correlation with their intelligence. It goes beyond communication skills and intelligence. It shows that she's actually taken time to be particular and to read and to be conscious of her education and conscious of the way that she projects herself to the world. So a great command of the language, a great command of the English language, I would say particularly because it is, you know, so much around the world, is essential as a high quality woman. You don't want to be a woman who speaks slang, and you know, every word out of your mouth is a profanity to fill in the gaps of, you know where I'm going with that. Let me just let that go. Okay, that is not a trait of a high quality woman. So I hope that you're enjoying these qualities so far that I've described, and that you can relate to them, because it's all about learning and it's all about bettering ourselves. And another point I would like to raise in terms of how a high quality woman is, she takes care of her mood. So I once had a client who complained that his girlfriend always wanted him to take care of her mood. Especially when he was busy with his own stuff, she would get annoyed, she would get frustrated, very bad tempered, and would say, "I'm bored," and then expect him to be responsible for changing her state. So, as you can imagine, when that repeats itself over and over again, it can drag your partner down. So it's definitely not a high quality trait of a life partner. So I spoke briefly about social skills. Okay, so social skills include being able to have a conversation, being able to engage in small talk and making friends and being nurturing, getting to know people. And these again are a great side of a high quality woman. They're great traits of a high quality woman, because you want a man, a high value man especially, wants to be able to take a woman out and feel proud to have her on his arm, because she knows how to handle herself in public. You know, it's actually been observed that female tend to further their interests and that of their families and tribes by actually building networks of alliances. And it's not that different for humans. Okay, so in a way, we tend to form friendships. Our ability to form friendships, I should say, is a sign also of femininity. Yeah, so having these traits are great qualities. Now, we all play games. That's what life is about. That's what makes it fun. Okay, but I want to make a point here about playing those nasty little games. Okay, these are the games that high quality women do not indulge in. Okay, games are part of the marketing package. What I'm referring to are the little games that bring people down. Instead, the high quality woman engages with games that build people up and make others feel good. And once in a relationship, once she's settled in a relationship, she actually decreases the amount of games that she plays, because she knows that a genuine, authentic relationship is based on honesty and mutual support is far superior to a relationship where she's constantly in play. So what I mean by nasty games is that she doesn't try to make you jealous, you know, she doesn't threaten to break up with you, she doesn't try to allude that her ex was better than you. You know, all of these nasty, what I call nasty little games, a high quality woman doesn't engage in that. Rather, she looks to build her partner up. Yes? She looks to build him up. And she's not afraid of showing her admiration, her fondness, because she knows that positive behavior begets more positive behavior. Now, it would be remiss of me to not mention boundaries. Come on. A high quality woman. And to be perceived as high value in a man's eyes is a woman who has boundaries and who, you know, implements them. She's not a pushover. And she knows when it's time to take a stand and defend her boundaries. If you're not holding your end of a relationship, she will let you know that. Okay, when a boss is is disrespectful to her, she knows how to demand the respect she deserves. I remember once at work, we had a client that came in, a customer, and he was really, really upset. You know, he'd been waiting for a long time, waiting for this particular manager to see him. He was demanding, and everybody.
Stay locked in and fully loaded.
Bashani Radio
and Verke Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.